Welcome to the University of Coruscant. As part of your enrollment here, you have access to the attached Holonet recording. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on bounty hunters. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on Forlome and Zuckus. If you have any questions about this lecture or wish to contact us, please visit universityofcoruscant.com.
Finally, a cantina! Oh, it's so warm. Okay, give me a second. Okay, let's pull up a seat. Hello, University of Coruscant Sabres. Welcome to lecture number 3 of our second semester. If you haven't been following along, I am obviously not on Coruscant right now. My TA Rob and I are still on Hoth. Although thankfully we're not in a cave anymore. My Both and associate doesn't seem to have figured out that we're on Hoth, nor have any of the bounty hunters who are trying to collect me to bring to him so that he can get paid for last semester's work. So since cave life wasn't exactly suiting us, we found somewhere much more proper, apparently. A cantina. When I think of cantinas, I usually think of hot planets, but that's not a thing here. Rob, be a good TA and grab a couple drinks while I lecture. Get yourself something, too.
It's Todd, sir. And do you really think you should—
Yes, I do. And who's the famous holodrama star here? That Wampa, or whatever it was called, was not my idea of a calming experience, so let me just do this lecture and then we can move on. I'm pretty sure a cantina is an excellent place not to hide if you got a bounty on your head. Alrighty, lecture time. And begin. There are some things in this galaxy that just belong together. They are truly impossible to separate. Han Solo and the Wookiee Chewbacca, for example. A Mandalorian and those T-shaped visor helmets. Me and award-winning holodramas. Lots of examples. Today's lecture is about another inseparable pair. You can't mention one without thinking the other, and this is the story of Zuckus and Forlome. For no good reason, we'll start with Zuckus. Zuckus was a Gand who lived during the time of the Galactic Empire. When I say Gand, I mean both the species and the planet that he came from, where the inhabitants breathe ammonia. Zuckus was even a subspecies of Gand called breathers, which meant that they could go insanely long periods of time without breathing. You'd really think they'd call him non-breathers, but whatever. He was so good at it that he could fake his own death by stopping his breath and more or less shutting down all of his organs for a time, which is a pretty neat trick. Gands also have an exoskeleton which can be handy at times, but isn't perfect, as we're going to learn later. One of the more interesting things about our friend Zuckus is that he struggled quite a bit with mental illness. In other words, he had multiple personalities competing within him. In Zuckus's case, his first personality was that of a traditional Gand. He was a findsman in a long tradition of great findsmen. He could sense individuals, read thoughts and feelings, and find his target through his mind. Now, he called that intuition, but I think that we all know that he was really force-sensitive. He was so good at it that he earned the nickname the Uncanny One. His findsman personality was cautious and calculating, preferring to know what he was getting into. Now, the other personality was pretty much the opposite and ran in guns blazing, prone to fits of violence, depression, and self-doubt. Both personalities hated being injured, as weakness was not something to be shown, and it was embarrassing. Oh, and he was a drinker, a heavy drinker. Probably that second personality, but it's just something about him that you should know. It got him into trouble a few times, which will tend to happen when you're living a bounty hunter lifestyle and you don't have your wits about you. Now, Forlome, on the other hand, or Forlome, I don't know. I've been saying Forlome my whole life and I'm famous, so I'm not changing. I'll also use it or he because aforementioned reasons. Forlome was a protocol droid, which is both crazy and terrifying when you think about it. Forlome looked a lot like a protocol droid, but it had an insectoid head because the manufacturers, Industrial Automaton, created the LOM series to work with a variety of alien species, and they thought it would make them more at ease. Unfortunately, the LOM series had a lot of bugs, which in turn caused lawsuits, and 4LOM ended up being sold to a luxury passenger liner as an administration droid monitoring passenger behavior and their belongings. But like any good droid story, remember IG-88, things go sideways with the programming. This droid gets haywire when it starts having conversations with the ship's computer. In a nutshell, 4LOM was crazy bored, and so the ship's computer would begin creating scenarios where the passengers' belongings might be in danger, and then 4LOM would think of ways to keep them safe. I think you can all see where this is going. Pretty soon, 4LOM decided that in order to keep the passengers' belongings safe, it should probably just take possession of those, since the passengers themselves were really careless. You know, for safekeeping. One such theft was the famous Ankara Sapphire, known to have special healing properties. 4LOM managed to switch it out with a decoy, frame some would-be thieves, and then pawn it of all things. Pawn it! Once you start pawning stolen jewels, I think it's fair to say that you're outside the bounds of normal programming for a protocol droid. So each of these two individuals turns to a life of crime. 4LOM becomes a master thief, analyzing patterns of behavior, using the skills that he honed on that poor passenger ship, which I guess I should have mentioned is named the Kuari Princess. Nice name for a luxury vessel that got fleeced, I guess. Zuckuss goes off using his intuition and superior tracking skills to hunt down and capture bounties, so long as his calm findsman personality was driving. He normally preferred to bring bounties in unharmed when that was the case. They're both pretty good at what they do, but the real magic happens next. A big old crime lord by the name of Jabba Dasilajic Teor, or more commonly known, Jabba the Hutt, identifies each of them as potential assets for his collection of employees. For 4LOM, Jabba tinkered a bit with the droid's programming, adding the ability to commit violence. Remember, 4LOM came in as a thief who wasn't allowed to commit violence. Jabba changed that, which set 4LOM up nicely to become a full-fledged bounty hunter. But what 4LOM truly desired was some level of intuition. I mean, it's a droid, right? All it wanted was some natural instincts. Back to Zuckuss. Jabba decided that while he was fabulous at tracking his targets down, he lacked a fine touch when it came to closing the deal. He needed some analytical patience and tactics. Well, guess who has that? 4LOM. So here's Jabba. Ultimate matchmaker pairs together two pieces of a puzzle and creates a wildly successful bounty hunting team. Zuckuss and 4LOM, 4LOM and Zuckuss, tied by destiny, bounty hunters for hire.
Here you go, sir.
Oh, you have outdone yourself with this steaming drink here. What's it called?
It's a hot toddy, ye, sir. Like my name.
Your mother named you Hot? I thought it was Tim. Who am I to judge? It's a big galaxy. Either way, just put it on your tab. We'll talk more about compensation later. Anyways.
Sir, this Torgruta girl wants to talk to
you. Hey! I think I know you.
Do you now? Tim?
Yes, sir.
Get lost.
Bye, Tim.
So, how do we know each other? What is your name, and why is a lovely lady such as you drinking in a cantina on Hoth?
I'm Rishi. Is this Hoth? I remember you from the Holonet.
Well, Rishi, I have had a number of successful...
I think my dad used to watch shows, like, a long time ago. Did you used to, like, be somebody? What's it like to be so old? Can you buy me another drink?
Yeah. Tom?
It's Todd, sir.
Whatever. Why don't you take Rishi back over to the bar over there while I... try to forget this conversation ever happened.
Hi, Tom.
Okay. Bye now. I might have slightly misread that. Let's just get back to the lecture and not ever discuss that again. Funny enough, 4LOM and Zuckuss didn't really care for each other at first. They didn't hate each other, but there was just no real enthusiasm about the pairing. They were doing it because their employer thought it was a good idea. Now, this would change over time once they saw how smart Jabba was to combine their skills. Now, I'm going to skip over a lot here, but in short, Forlom and Zuckuss rise to the top echelon of bounty hunters. They split up, they get back together. They're like a couple of planets in orbit around each other. They can never get too far away before they start to come back together. They're tied by destiny, and when it's working, it is magic. Skip ahead a little bit more, and an event takes place which really defines their careers and relationship. While on a seemingly easy job, they corner a human female in a dark alley. And if you know anything about cornering something, well, things get a little unpredictable, and sure enough, she flails about and manages to rip off one of the tubes on Zuckuss's ammonia breathing apparatus. He takes a couple of really big breaths of oxygenated air, and it's serious damage for his lungs. Forlom, of course, saves him from dying immediately, but Zuckuss is in bad shape, and he's going to need a surgical procedure to fix his lungs, and that is very, very expensive. Forlom and Zuckuss take on any contracts they can at that point to try to raise the money. With each contract, Forlom does a little bit more of the work for two reasons. One, Forlom has actually developed a legitimate friendship with Zuckuss, and two, it thinks that it's really close to understanding this whole intuition thing. Eventually, they get really desperate and pick up a contract for the rebels to bring in an imperial governor named Nardix, which they do. The rebels have a trial and execute Nardix, and so now the Imperials are less than pleased about Forlom and Zuckuss, who still don't have enough money for the surgery, and they're burning bridges everywhere to try to get it. But when Darth Vader calls, you answer. Vader called his famous gathering of all the best bounty hunters in the galaxy aboard the Executor to issue the Bring Me Han Solo bounty. Forlom and Zuckuss were pretty terrified that showing up on an Imperial ship after finishing a Rebel contract would be the end for them, but it turns out that Vader really hates Han Solo, so Vader didn't seem to care about their past misdeeds. Right after the meeting, Zuckuss intuits that Solo would be meeting a bunch of Rebels at a Rebel hideout. So, our two hunters set out to pretend to rescue a Rebel ship and all of its passengers in order to get in with the Rebels and actually close to Solo. Unfortunately, intuition kicks in again and it becomes a better idea to actually rescue the Rebels instead of just pretending to. Zuckuss saved Forlom from a very, very bad decision. And right about this time, Zuckuss finally collapses. Forlom commits his greatest act of friendship and sacrifices the most lucrative bounty it will ever see. Remember the Yakara Sapphire that he stole and pawned on the passenger liner Quarry Princess? He goes back, buys it from the pawnbroker, and gives it to Zuckuss to sustain him long enough for the grateful rebels to grow him some new lungs. And that's really the story here. They both go on as partners for a while and then they split up again. They never really recapture the magic that they had together, and that's kind of sad. But for one beautiful moment, two bounty hunters paired together by a hut achieved greatness and sacrificed everything to save each other.
Hey, are you Dr. Sunny Ravencourt?
Why, yes, I am the very reasonably aged Dr. Sunny Ravencourt. Are you looking for an autograph?
Not even close, buddy. There's a tauntaun running around town with Dr. Sunny Ravencourt's tauntaun painted on the side of it. You look like the kind of idiot who wouldn't secure a tauntaun and leave it outside of a cantina.
First, Tom kept eyeing him and he crawled inside the last one, so I wanted to make it extra clear that it was mine and not a sleeping bag. Second, are you sure you don't want that autograph? Because I'm about to leave and go find a tauntaun.
Hard pass on the autograph. But that does explain why Stay Away From Tom is written on the other side. Good luck, Nerf Herder.
Alrighty then. Not a great day for the ego. Well, class, that ought to do it for today's lecture. Okay, hot, or whatever you want to be called, let's blow this bantha stand. That guy in the corner has been eyeing me all day, and there's a weird little puck on his table. Why don't you go over there and distract— Oh, wait! Looks like Rishi's all over this guy. Okay, we gotta get out of here before he can get rid of her.
This concludes your selected lecture from the University of Coruscant. For all questions or to contact us, please visit universityofcoruscant.com.
Hey, Star Wars fans, this is Alex from Imperial Entanglements, here to remind you that this is the place where you want to be for Star Wars content.
That is true, Alex, and just to prove it, here is my best Gamorrean guard imitation. maybe not.
That's funny.
And we're here to tell you,
if you like Star Wars, and I think you do,
are you itching for new Star Wars content?
Join us. It is your destiny.
And we're here to remind you that you're listening to
The Scarif Podcast, a Star Wars podcast with a lemony twist.
He's not wrong.
So grab your sunscreen and your blasters, because it's always sunny on Scarif.
How freaking cool is that?
Insert sound effect here.
Roll it again.
And that's the Scuttlebutt.